Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SBS Spice.
Yo!
What's up?
Okay, so people who follow me on Instagram know that I share some unhinged, like, hinge screenshots. And my favorite one is this new one that I have, in which the guy said how to pronounce my name. And he says, my name is pronounced handsome. And he wasn't handsome.
Welcome back to SBS Spice. I'm Suhaila.
This is Dilpreet.
Today, we're talking about the dating game.
Yeah. Is there a game left in dating? I feel like everyone is so exhausted. I know I am.
It seems to be a lot of rules in dating.
Also, overconfidence among men. Like, I would see such a catch as a woman. Like, oh, she's smart. She's funny. She's, like, beautiful. But she would have so much self-doubt.
Mm.
And then you see, like, the most average Joe on Hinge. And he thinks the world of himself. I think women should actually kind of learn from men here.
Well, we're currently the age of online dating.
Mm.
Don't you think having a screen kind of boosts your confidence or, like, your own thinking of, like, I'm behind the screen right now. I can do whatever I want.
Mm.
And then let's see what happens when things go offline.
Mm-hmm.
But even that stage seems to be like a struggle for many.
Do I have screenshots for you? And they're also like really boring. I go crazy for skinny girls.
Excuse me?
Yeah. My greatest strength, leaving the toilet seat up and being American.
I'm sorry, what?
Together we could get our 10,000 steps in and a 5 a.m. workout. No thanks. Men are stressing me out. They just love fitness. And also, you know, they talk about fitness in a woman in this subtle way. Like, oh, I'd fall for you if you keep fit. Oh, I'd fall for you if you like also get your 10,000 steps in. I'd fall for you if you like love the gym as much as I do. It's just code for I hope you're not fat. I hope you're skinny.
But there seems to be no self-assessment as well prior to them posting this stuff.
Yeah, but do you see men on podcasts? Like, there was this clip that was going viral on Instagram recently. I don't know who the host is. I don't know what the podcast is. No idea. But he was like, oh, if my wife, like, lets go of herself after having a baby, she's out.
Excuse me?
She's out.
The mother of your child?
Yeah, but she's out. Like, if she doesn't take care of herself after the baby, if she doesn't, like, you know, get back in the game, nah.
Oh,
I don't want it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I think dating and body is kind of, like, the big themes in my mind these days, because also we live in Sydney, in which, you know, people are a little bit obsessed with working out and looking a certain way, and the beauty standard is so, so different.
So can I ask then, and be as candid as you want, how has seeing the way that men approach, like, women's bodies then made you, like, think about your own body? And, like, has it actually impacted your own self-image?
Yeah, it's hard not to get impacted, I think. I think I'd be lying if I was like, you know, oh, I don't care. It's like there's a difference between whether you should care and whether you end up caring.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we shouldn't care. Like, I get that. But it's also, like, easier said than done.
Yeah.
Every time I'm swiping and there's, for men, there's always a comment about body in their profile. Always. But the assumption is that women care more about looks.
Mm-hmm.
I hard disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I think men care so much more than women. Like, I've seen friends be in love with people that are not their type because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you have to sort of move beyond those things. You have to sort of move beyond appearance after a while.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because for those who date men, I think it comes from, well, when specifically speaking for women who are dating men, I think it comes from a place of, like, hygiene and self-care when we talk about, like, how appearance is valued.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying you need to be the most buff person and have, like, Greek god-looking eyes, whatever. You don't have to be Hrithik Roshan, mm-hmm. right? But when you see a man who dresses well and takes care of themselves, is, like, shaven well, has nice hair, it's a sign that they're taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
And we want that.
We want that.
We don't need a man who, like, looks unattainably, like, beautiful, handsome, gorgeous. Just take care of yourself and we're happy with that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, last year was the short king era, mm-hmm. right? And I think it kind of, like, made a lot of tall men uncomfortable because they were just like, wait, what? We had this assumption about women. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't true last year. Like, Jeremy Allen White comes to mind, Andrew Scott, you know? They're like 5'6", 5'7". They're not tall men. And women were going crazy for yep. them. And one of them is gay. Mm-hmm. Heated rivalry. Like, women are losing their minds over a show with two gay men in it who are in love with each other and having sex. There's nothing hetero about it. And the most women watching it are hetero.
And we love it.
And we love it.
But men yearning.
Men yearning.
Men yearning.
Men yearning.
We need more men yearning.
We need men yearning. I think this is it, right? Like, it's based on a novel written by a woman. And men writing women is one of the worst things you can experience, but women write men so well.
So, like, layered.
Yeah, we've been observing you. We live in the same world as you. How come we are oversimplified in your versions, but, you know, in women's versions, men have, as you said, layers. There's emotion, there's pain, there's tolerance, there's ego, there's pride, there's all these, like, different flavors that make a person a person. Mm-hmm. And you watch shows like Heated Rivalry, you're like, oh my God, I love women writing men.
Mm-hmm. And I think women who write men don't actually write it for other women. They just write it for everyone.
Yeah.
To be like, these people do exist, can exist, and are kind of like, they're desirable because of how layered, complex, and just, like, emotionally in tune they are with themselves.
100%.
Like, we're not doing it. So I think, like, the male gaze, an important part of the male gaze is, like, men writing women, but for other men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we kind of check out. We're like, actually, we're nothing like this.
100%.
And the way that women connect with men who are written by women is because we're like, we see this.
Mm-hmm.
We see this in you. It's okay. It's so fine. This is so important to feel emotionally in tune, stable, and understand, like, who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So we need more of that.
And I think just tying that back into, like, dating or meeting men, it's, you feel like a prop because they have this cardboard version of, you know, what a woman should be or how they should look like, how they should sound like. But I think women are a lot more flexible mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, finding men. So, yeah, man, I'm inundated with looking for skinny girls and my name is pronounced handsome.
So I'm not on any dating apps.
Yes, we know.
I am in a stable relationship and have
good for you. Congratulations. That's amazing.
So I would have to ask you, like, what are the avenues for single people that are dating? Is it purely dating apps? Like, how else are people finding
exactly.
each other?
Exactly. Like, I'm not joining a run club. It's not happening. Good for people who do it. The rest of us are normal. I'm not joining a run club. In the last year or so, I've been asked out in person, like at a bar. And I was a bit shocked because I was like, I didn't know that that still existed.
Oh my God, really? That yeah, happened?
Yeah. It was actually really fun.
Like, tell me, what was the setup? Like, did you see this person coming? Were you like...
Well, I was ordering and this person was standing right there and he just like, struck up a conversation with me. He wasn't like very like pushy and, you know, I think when women say don't approach us in public, they mean like, please don't approach us in public and be a creep about it. Mm-hmm. And if you approach me in public and I say no, just take it. I think that's what we mean.
I also don't owe you anything after a 5-second conversation.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I think we mean like, I would rather have men not approach me because they don't understand boundaries. Mm-hmm. But my two experiences were very nice. I was actually kind of surprised. And he just struck up a conversation with me about something. I don't even remember. Maybe it was like my jacket or something. And then we made a joke about it. We laughed. And he was just like, I would love to take you out. And I was like, oh, that sounds good, actually. Sure.
It's kind of cool.
Here's my Instagram.
Oh, nice. You gave them the Instagram.
Well, I'm not going to give them my number yet, right? But my Instagram is public and brain rotty. I love it. It's for everyone.
You see what you get. You get what
you see. There's not many Dilpreet Duggars around. Even if they knew my name and they Googled me, that would be the first thing to come up. So it's fine. I think I find numbers to be more personal than a public social media profile.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm meeting someone new, it doesn't have to be like a potential partner, I would give them my phone number.
Fair enough.
Clear that stage first.
Fair enough.
And then you can get to know what I'm doing online.
Yeah, but you have a very different like relationship with Instagram.
I'm not talking to single people.
Also, you have two profiles, right? Like one personal, one professional. Yeah, I don't do that.
Exposing me like that. Guys, don't find my...
Oh!
It's literally fine.
If I am really out of my game today.
If there's two Sahila Sharifs, yeah, it's because they're both me. And I'm both of me are watching you, so it's fine. I have like a different relationship with like how I present myself online. I guess that's it.
Yeah. I don't. I present myself online as in I am just very open about my feelings or what I'm doing. And I guess for, you know, some people that might not be the vibe. And some people are really precious about their Instagram as well. I think I'm more, I love the memes. I share everything. Yeah, it's fun.
There's nothing sexier than memes.
Yeah, so I think I find Insta to be distant, actually, and a phone number to be more personal.
Are we in the age where meet cutes are dead?
Yeah, and I think we need to bring them back.
Because, like, what is the story? Like, let's say you're someone who wants to have kids in the future, or, like, someone, you're introducing your partner. Like, there's no more, like, I was in the library and I saw him across the room. And
I know.
Then...
It's just Hinge weddings and Tinder weddings now. Sad, no?
I know. I wish we had, like, more romantic stories.
Yeah.
But... Going back to men yearning, what does that, like, really remind us of? Bollywood. We always get back to this. Bollywood is a core to everything. But, like, when we were growing up, we would see men yearning in films and meet cutes. And we'd see, like, the dating stage. And obviously there was, like, the parents not agreeing, blah, 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 that stuff. But I think, like, I don't see any of that anymore. And it's not that it was unrealistic. It's just, like, what happened? Like, COVID really did a number on dating. And let's bring it back.
I also think men in general are feeling more insecure than ever, right? Because I think women have finally found a space in their lives where they have decentralized them. And the idea of men, I think you see a lot of single women, you know, living for themselves, having lots of friends and nurturing their lives. And I think men have slowly started to clock that they might not be as needed anymore. And they're the insecurity is showing. It's like women started earning and men stopped yearning.
But I will say it's not a woman's job to fix that for you.
Fix what?
Your insecurity.
Oh, of course not. But I'm saying like that's what's happening though.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like men can't deal with the fact that women can live without them. And a happier life, actually.
A very happy life.
Seriously. And I think like you see this in dating apps and you see this in dating profiles of men. They are so salty about the fact that a woman now has more power. And that was like never really the case, right? Like man was the one who provided stability and he was the earner and, you know, he was the man of the house and like a woman just had to sort of
serve him,
suck it up and submit and serve and whatever. And I think those ideas, although they still exist in conservative areas of the world or, you know, conservative people, I guess, but more or less, things have shifted. The power dynamic has shifted a little bit. Although the domestic labor is still on women. There's no doubt about it. I don't think we've...
100%.
I don't think we've, you know... I don't think feminism did enough. It's a long way to go. But yeah. The demographic that I am in, like 30s or late 20s, men are very, very insecure.
The chase, the idea of like pursuing a partner.
The wooing.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's fizzled, right?
I think this might be the most unromantic era of our lives, of our times as well. Like, there's no romance. There's no chase. There's no pursuing. I think everyone is so disposable. Fine, if you unmatch with me, I'll find someone else. If you don't want to date me, I'll find someone else. I'd rather be alone. Like, I think people just don't have that sort of obsession anymore. Which is sad to see because I think eventually people just settle. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no fight. And romance is a fight. Like, you gotta, you know, there are battles in romance, man. It doesn't exist with the apps and the new sort of dating era.
What happened to the drama?
What happened to the drama?
The passion.
Yeah, it's all very, very unromantic. And there's a formula, you know, this is how you date, who's the first person to text.
There's an algorithm.
There's an algorithm. You're not going to fit in all of the algorithms. And also, like, dating apps are also very, they're very gamified. It's an actual game. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go on Tinder 5 days in a row, you'll get a reward. On Hinge, it's like, you can like someone, but if you really want to like someone, then you send them a rose, which you'll only get once a week. It's like these tiers, you know, they're categories to like getting something as intimate as like a partner. But it's all very unintimate, the approach to it. It's not personal. It's not cozy. But what else to do, right? You have to learn the skill. I mean, if this is the reality of how you're going to meet someone, then learn it. What happened to men? Why can't they learn how to look on the apps? Mm-hmm. They'll give like one word answers.
Also, this worked in my relationship. Take things offline as well.
Correct.
I think people are very reliant on their spark being made when you're like just texting each other and not even phone calling or anything. Like, I remember texting my partner when we first started dating. I was like, I just want to see you in real life.
Yeah.
Like, have those experiences. Take, like, you won't actually get to know the person till you make the move to be like, let's get a drink together. Or let's go get coffee together. I don't know who wakes up for a date early in the morning. Who goes, let's go for a run together. I don't know. That's not me. But yeah, like that. I think that could be one way around it.
Yeah.
Actually like reply to your messages and actually meet the person.
Yep. Yep. Because there's nothing like it, right? You have to experience the person in person. Mm-hmm. I also think that's what people don't want to do.
Yeah.
People don't want to meet up. People don't want to like set dates. People
why?
Don't want to. I don't know. And yet everyone's lonely. So why is no one doing anything about it?
Like, that's so confusing.
I think people are scared as well to be known.
Is it the risk?
I think so. I think we've become very risk averse as a society. And especially when it comes to things like love or dating. I think people don't want to put themselves out there. I think people are scared to get hurt. And there is a certain cowardice as well. Mm-hmm. You know, love would require a certain amount of bravery. Mm-hmm. But I think people are tired.
They're not brave.
They're not brave. I mean, you do have to get your heart broken. It's just part of life.
It's just part of love. Oh, man.
I think that's what I'm feeling like these days when I'm in the dating pool, that people are just so conscious and very shy and very, you know, risk averse. And yeah, they don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want to fully immerse themselves into something.
This is SBS Spice.
All right, let's get risky now. Tell us, what's your ideal first date?
Bar with a courtyard and unlimited drinks.
When is it okay to have the first kiss?
First date.
Okay.
I think if you've not kissed on the first date, then there's no spark.
Really?
Yeah. I'm 31. I don't have time.
It took a lot of dates for me and my partner before we had our first kiss.
But you guys were very young, right? How old were you?
Yeah, I think it's a Gen Z thing. I'm noticing a lot of Gen Zs will protect themselves a bit more.
Protect
than
me from the kiss.
Cooties. I don't want cooties,
bro. From a kiss.
It's a risk thing. I don't know.
What's the risk?
I don't know. I think I when I met my partner, I was just being friends with them first. So I guess it's different. If you already know you're going into it to be romantic with them.
True.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not looking for friends, right? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Fair. So I think, yeah, you got to kiss on the first date.
Okay.
That's the sign of a good first date. Also, what if they're a terrible kisser? You would rather know it sooner than later.
Okay.
Mm.
When do you think it's appropriate for you to sleep with your partner? Like, after how many dates do you think? Or is there like a moment that you feel like...
I think people who sleep on the first date are my favorites. Like, I actually love them. And I've done that and it's great. I think a lot of people are tied to this idea that the longer you wait, that means the more interested he is. And like, you have to let him earn it.
If you're having fun, just have fun.
I think, but it's deeper than that in the sense that, you know, women think that they're giving sex, but they're having it. Mm-hmm. And they're unable to somehow make that distinction. We're not giving it to anybody. We're having it.
Again, it goes back to the idea of owing.
Exactly. And it like, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, reiterates gender roles in a way, right? Like, oh, you have to make him earn it. I think he has to earn your respect. Mm-hmm. I think he has to earn your affection. I think he has to earn your time. But sex is something that can be had on both ends.
And it's your power as well.
It's your power as well.
Like, hold your power to yourself. If you're not comfortable doing it, your body's going to tell you, just don't do it.
And I think sooner the better. Sleeping with the person that you're trying to date, the sooner the better. You don't want to know later on that they're not good at it.
That's a rude shock.
Yeah. I think it's a very sexy thing to do. Mm-hmm. To just know what you want and what you like and go for it.
When is it okay to say I love you?
Yeah, I'm the most old school in this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the most old school in this one. I think my last partner took me a year. Not that it took me a year to say it. Of course, I was feeling it. But I am one of those people that if I say I love you and if I drop the L word, then that's it. You die, I die. Mi casa, tu casa. Like, I'm all in then. Then I don't have any doubts. Like, I think I like to experience falling in love. And I think once you say it, then, you know, the cat's out of the bag. But I like experiencing it in secret, in silence, when I'm on my own. I'm looking at them like, oh my God, I love this person. But I haven't said it. I love that. Like, I like a slow burn romance.
I completely agree with
sleep
you.
Sleep on the first date, but have a slow burn romance is what I'm trying to get at.
That's it. Listen to Dilpreet. No, I completely agree with you as well. I also think love is one of those things for me was like, if you feel it, you'll feel it. You'll know you'll feel
you'll
it.
You'll know.
It's like it's such a confident and like open feeling. Like you're going to know.
Yeah.
So when you know, tell them. But I do think it won't be like, you'll have to take time to understand what love looks like in that relationship.
Yes, yes, 100%.
Because there is a big difference between like lust and infatuation and love. And like those, how deep it gets into that. But you'll know when you're there. And you'll know when you look at that person, you're like, I love you.
Yeah.
And you have to tell them.
All love is true love. But at the same time, I think we've lost the sincerity around it, you know. I think people say it too quickly. That's kind of my pet peeve.
Yeah,
I feel like don't say it too quickly.
Just wait. There was this like one study I remember seeing that like it takes you 4 months to know. It like you have to at least be in that relationship for 4 months to know whether that person is your person.
Yeah.
And like I think that's a good number.
Ah, 4 months makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, jumping into it too quickly is a bit like, wee.
Yeah, hold on. You don't know each other. You don't have the foundation.
What's happening? And then the other person is pressured to say back to you and they maybe don't want to. And then what do you do then?
I mean, you can definitely say things like, I'm falling for you. I think I'm getting, like, you know, if you're one of those people that has to like vocalize. But I don't know. I'm old school. I love you. I love you. Like, I love it. I'm like,
I love you. I love you is a big moment.
I know. It's a big
moment. It's okay.
Moment.
Let it be a big moment.
Yes.
Yeah. Make it special.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. Final thing. So you have now shown us what other men are like on Hinge. Can we see your prompts?
I was not ready for this, listeners.
Well, I was like, if we're going to go there, we're going to go there.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure the profile. But okay, I have three. You only get three prompts.
Yes.
And the first one is, in my friend group, I'm the one who pours the drinks and feeds everyone.
Nice.
That is me. My biggest date fail. He kept picking his nose and didn't even offer to pick mine. Chivalry is dead.
Ew!
He did. He continued to pick his nose the entire date. And I was like, I'm out of here.
Ew! Did he pay for any? Did you pay for drinks?
I only got one beer with him and I got that. And the last is, together we could hit the movies, trade dad jokes, solve the Wordle, enjoy the sun, and bicker over a bevy for no reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you make a Hinge profile.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. It's like, it doesn't take that long, right? Like, you just have to have a little bit of honesty and a little bit of personality. And then I look at men and I'm just like, what happened?
Why? Just be you. It feels like everything that you've showed me is just so fake, performative, and just not themselves.
100%. And also, men on Hinge are confusing. They will say they want children, but they're looking for short term, but they're monogamous. Riddle me.
Pick one.
Riddle me. You want short term but monogamous? Why? If it's short term, then why are you asking for monogamy? And why are you asking for kids? Are you well?
Wow.
Also, I'm like staying far away from the E&Ms and the poly and the open. No offense to any of our listeners. It's just something I've noticed and I've realized it's not my cup of chai.
Not for you.
No, not for me. I will slander it though, but not on the show. You can find me separately.
let's talk about it let's take it to the parking lot. Well, yeah. Isn't this a great jump from last year's resolutions of being celibate? I think 2026 is a year
of sex.
We love sex. We love relationships.
And we love being honest about it.
Yeah.
It's always fun to listen to girls talk about sex and dating and love. Nothing can go wrong.
And you've come to the right place.
Right place, my darlings. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of SBS Spice. This is Dilpreet.
And this is Suhaila.
Find us on Instagram at SBS Spice. Give us a follow. I don't know what you're doing. Find us on Spotify or Apple. Leave a rating. Leave a review. Tell us how much you love us. That'd be nice.
And also share your dating horror stories. We'd love to know more about what you've been through, what's been on your Hinge, all the messy stuff. We need it. So we'll see you next time.
DMs are always open. Bye.
Bye.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.